for Kaleidoscope, and we're going to talk Wyndham Chamber today. Beth Scrivens is with us. Big weekend.
Big weekend. It is the Farm and Home Show weekend.
Well, we've been hearing all about it. Lots of fun things, and it really is a family weekend, too.
It is a family weekend. We have something for all ages on the schedule this year.
Well, let's dig in. When, where, why, all of that stuff.
So it's this Saturday at the Wyndham Area High School. Starts at 8:30 and runs to 1:30. This year we have 59 vendors signed up.
That's up from last year.
It would be really nice to make it 60. So if somebody wants to give me a call and get in and make it a nice round 60, that'd be great.
There is still time for somebody to find room
if more people want in.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, what the heck? Let's make it 70.
Wouldn't that be great?
Let's get one more.
Yeah, yes. Full house. So we have the seminars again this year. So we have Dan Utek. He is going to be in at 9. He's going to talk about the corn and soybean prices and planting, weather, that type of stuff for the farmers.
Okay.
Then at 10 o'clock, we have Cassandra Lesfield with Ford and Lesfield Law Office with farm succession planning and how sometimes what seems to be fair is not going to be fair, just so everything makes sense. And then at 11 o'clock, we have Stacy Walter with Bank Midwest on fraud protection. So there's a lot of scammers out there. It's a good seminar to figure out how to protect yourself for those tricky scammers that
and
try
again,
to steal our money.
Something for everybody.
Yeah, they're out there. They're sneaky.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you need to plan on being there for the seminar. You come early and don't worry about lunch because you can eat when you get there.
You can eat when you get there. We even have breakfast this year.
There you go.
We have Smoke and Java. She's going to be a new restaurant coming to the square in town. She's going to be offering breakfast options of cinnamon rolls or biscuits and gravy.
Mm.
And she'll have her coffee there. And then at lunch, she's switching over to pork or brisket sandwich and mac and cheese.
Ooh. That's going to be good.
Yeah, we also have Walking Tacos. The robotics team is doing a fundraiser, and Wyndham River Fest will be there selling Godfather's Pizza. So you have a selection.
No shortage of food.
Yes.
Yes.
So come hungry. Yes. We got you covered.
Well, and it's kind of neat. You can come, you can have some breakfast, and then you can walk around and get hungry again and then have some lunch before the day's done.
Yes, that's a good plan.
Yeah, it works for me.
Right.
And it's going to take you that long to see all the different exhibitors, too.
For sure. Because then, you know, if you are maybe not interested in a seminar and you want to take in some homesteading classes, we have a sourdough bread baking class. That is at 9:30. And we have an 11 o'clock 10 garden tips to get a garden growing healthy and your plants. So those are something new this year. They're going to be in the gym in the corner. There'll be some round tables set up for those classes.
Okay, those will be good.
Yeah. And, of course, the Zoo Man is there. He has shows at 10:30 and 11:30. And the Wyndham.
Definitely a crowd favorite.
He's a crowd favorite. 33 years he's been there. And then the Wyndham Public Library is coming at 10 o'clock with story time. Sounds like she's going to have a chicken theme. There may be some singing and dancing going on with that.
Don't want to give away anything,
Yeah, and there is also a coloring contest for the kids to enter in.
Nice. So it really is a day for the whole family.
Yeah, it is a full day. You will stay busy if you decide to hang out the whole day.
What's it cost to get in?
Absolutely free.
What?
Yeah, free 99.
You can't beat that.
That's right.
So, and again, it starts at 8:30, goes till 1:30.
Goes till 1:30.
And it basically is all over the school.
Yep. So the high school commons, the art room's going to have a high school art show in it. The FFA room's going to have Cottman County Animal Rescue. And then the Gold Gym, which is the old gym, will be where most vendors are at.
Very good. All right, it's this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Do you know what year it is for the show?
42nd year.
42nd. So it's been around for a long time.
It has. It's a staple.
Very good. All right, Beth, what else do we have we need to mention? Obviously, the Farm and Home Show's the big event.
That is the big event. The other event coming up is the Shred It event. That is going to be the end of May. So if you're digging through files for taxes and come across that pile full of other papers, you're ready to declutter. It's a great time to get rid of them all at once.
Now, how's that work? If somebody's new in town or has never done it, do they need to sign up ahead of time or do they just show up?
They could just show up, but if they do want to give us a call and we can kind of put you in a schedule, sometimes it fills up, but it'll be in the parking lot of Schwabach Ace Hardware. It's by the pound. The Shred It truck comes in. He brings your stuff to the truck and grinds it up.
It's that easy.
Yes.
And you got to get rid of all that old stuff anyway.
Yeah, no need hanging on to all that clutter.
That's for sure. And when's the date on that one?
That'll be the end of May. I believe it's scheduled like the 21st of May right now.
So you got time to get your boxes of paper
put together. Yep, start filling them up.
All right. Beth, anything else we need to mention?
Yes, we are hiring.
What?
Yes, we are ready for a new director at the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
So if you're someone who loves small towns, you like to organize, this is a great job for you. You can send your questions or resume to Windham Area Chamber at Gmail.
And that timeline is, how long are you taking applications? Just until filled?
Until filled.
Okay. And call the chamber office if you have any questions.
That would be great.
Very good. All right. And let's see, are there anything specific you want to say about the director position? Or is it more kind of case by case? You just need to get the ball rolling and put in your application.
Put in your application, you know, filling in like I have been able to. It is really a fun position.
You get to do a lot of stuff to meet the community
sure. With the events. You get to meet the businesses, promote them. You know, there's all the back behind the scenes bookkeeping and, you know, the busy office work, but it is a really fulfilling job.
Very good. All right, Beth, hey, thank you for coming in. Good luck Saturday.
Thank you.
We should probably mention if you are in the show, when do you set up?
If you are in the show, you can set up Friday evening about 4:15 to 6:30, and then Saturday morning you can come at 7:15 and set up and be ready for 8:30. So if you have registered, my goal today is to send you all an email with a map of where your booth is located to help you out. But there will be chamber directors and members there to help guide you to the right spot.
Very good. Beth Scrivens, thank you for talking with us today.
You are welcome. Thanks, Steve.
And that is our chamber update for this Wednesday morning on KDOM.